at another World Cup. Still the same sense of anticipation for you, even though you've been around a few of them?
Yeah, definitely. You always get a bit nervous before the first major game. You know, it's sort of definitely a sort of pre-season feel to some of the other games, and then going into that Bangladesh game felt real again because they're obviously the host and there's a big crowd there, and that was probably a good preparation for us going into this game, even though we did lose heavily, but we were in the game for long periods of it, so it takes some confidence from that. But I think there's a few nerves jangling around, there'd be a few issues if there weren't, I think.
Yeah, and Zimbabwe, we haven't played them very much, although they're more or less level with us on all the rankings. It's going to be tough, but...
Yeah, they're a good side. I mean, I think it's whoever turns up on the day and plays the more fearless cricket, I think. It looks like it's going to be a good deck here, probably a little bit different to Dhaka, hopefully a little bit more European, and maybe hopefully that'll suit us a bit more, but they're a very good side, as I said, whoever gets off to that good start and gets a flyer could win.
Yeah, and our side's gone through a little bit of a transition, but that win against the West Indies a couple of weeks ago must give them great confidence.
It does, yeah, but that was four or five games ago now, and we've had some ups and downs since then. The form of Stuart Thompson's obviously come in and done brilliantly, which is great for us. You know, he's about coming in at a crucial position down at 6 and 7 and doing a great job there. He obviously bowls and he's a top draw fielder as well. You know, losing John Mooney was a big loss, and getting Stuart coming in and playing as well as he has been a big bonus for us. Alex Cusack had a poor day the other day, but he was crucial in the win against the good performances against the West Indies, so we're looking to him for a big performance again in these three games. And Tim Murta also maybe had a poorish game, and we're looking for him to up his game as well. So, and that's from the bowling side of things. You know, we've had some poorish starts as well, so we with the bats, so the top three is a big onus in the top three, myself, Gordy and Sterlow, to get us off to good starts.
Yeah, you haven't fired yet, but Paul Sterling, if he stays on 10 overs, he's going to win you matches.
Yeah, Sterling is one of those people who seems to up his game for the big games, which is obviously a great trait. He doesn't tend to do so well in the warm games and that, because he's a big game man. So hopefully in this game tomorrow, Zimbabwe, obviously top side and a very important game in the group, to get off to a good start. We're hoping for a big innings from Paul.